I guess we should start in the beginning. Tell me what June 6, 1944 was like for you.
Well, June 6, 1944 was a very special thing because we were under the bomb. We didn't know what was going on.
Bernard Marie was just 5 years old on D-Day. He and his mother left Paris the year before as food began to get scarce under the Nazi occupation. They moved into a family home in Normandy.
So we stayed in the basement with no light, no drink, nothing. My grandfather spent nearly 15 hours with his hand on my ears. My mother, at 5 p.m. on June 6, they were not shooting anymore, get out and scream. But scream of joy. So we go all with my grandfather, and I saw her hugging a soldier.
Troops from the United States and other Allied countries were flooding into France.
And, of course, my famous joke in this area was that I received my first piece of chocolate, and I learned my first word in English, which was Hershey, and the second one was freedom. So all the kids in the village, we were running about the jeep on the GMC and screaming, freedom, Hershey, freedom, Hershey.
40 years later, Marie was living in the United States.
And I asked to my former father-in-law, what do you do for the veterans? And he said, nothing. And that was the 40 years anniversary in 1984. And I said, what do you mean, nothing? In Belgium, in Netherlands, in Denmark, in France, the schools are closed, they changed the flag and everything. And so I say, well, I'm going to do something.
He organized a luncheon for veterans of the Normandy campaign. He wasn't sure how many would come to that first event in Indianapolis. More than 500 showed up.
And since then, I never stopped. And that's my way to say thank you.
On June 5th, Marie will hold his 35th ceremony. Time has taken its toll on the numbers. Many of the veterans still living just aren't healthy enough to travel. Still, he expects more than 20 World War II veterans to attend the dinner at a hotel in Roanoke. And Marie is still finding veterans who have never been recognized. The morning we spoke, he got a call from the Glebe retirement home.
A lady called me from the Glebe. And there is a guy over there who is a World War II guy. And he didn't know about my dinner, so he's coming on June 5th.
Marie will soon be 80, older than most of those veterans he first honored in 1985. But he says he doesn't have any plans to stop.
So I will carry on, I think.
And while he gets plenty of thank yous for his efforts,
thanks to them, you have the freedom of today.
He'd rather be sure the veterans of World War II get them. I'm David Seidel.